Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 25th of March, and ending on Sunday, the 31st of March, which is, of course, the end of the month, and also holds this year's celebration of Easter for those who are celebrating that holiday. So, this week at 3 a.m., we've had the lunar eclipse take place on Monday. And I will include the podcast recording about that event in the blog post as well as this podcast. But you could have heard this last week and been on the trajectory of approach for knowing what was coming. At any rate, this we must know. An eclipse isn't just a momentary experience. They do have, different astrologers will tell you different things, but I have been told a six-month orb of influence. So in other words, we're always operating, pretty much always, on an eclipse energy because it will be coming up in September that we will have the next lunar and then in October the next solar eclipse. So anyway, there you will have this understanding that just because you made it through this particular last weekend and you didn't see what was going to change in your relationship realm, it doesn't mean you won't see it playing out later on. And, you know, I always advise clients and myself that it's better to be aware than not to be aware. So you can make conscious choices. Those are always a little bit easier on us than the ones we are unconscious about. Okay, the day itself, and even the week, I have this little phrase in my mind, slowing down. Well, there is always a high point of energy, even with an eclipsed full moon, and then we are going to be releasing during what we would call the third quarter lunar phase, what we've learned, what we've harvested, sharing with others if we can. And yet also what happens on this day is no other aspect from the moon or planetary aspect of note until the moon opposes Mercury in Aries. And that comes in on Tuesday evening at 7:09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So, yes, that's a long time to be in a Libra moon, which likes peace and wants to have harmony and calm down and things like that. But the other reason I have this thought about slowing down is because it is on the 26th, which is Tuesday, that Mercury begins to slow down for the retrograde. It's not going to be traveling 1 degree a day now. So we'll start that sense of something is asking me to take it easy, even though Mercury is in Aries. It is, again, being tempered by this slowing down of motion, which is Aries realm. So you will start to feel maybe that you would be better off not to start new things if they're really brand new things, or to look for your items that would be extremely large purchases during this time frame. If you can help it, if you can't, you do what you do. But at least it's not retrograde yet. that retrograde, as we will talk about quite a bit, I'm sure, again, is going to take place on April Fool's Day, April 1st. So that will be in the next forecast. All right. So anyway, this is the approach to that moment, we could say. And again, Tuesday, this aspect, there is an aspect opposing Chiron in Aries from Libra Moon at 6:16 a.m. Eastern. And that can be when, if you're up and about, there is a conflict between somebody needing to be an individual and be free, and someone else with that Libra Moon's feeling space that is about relationship and communication. But as we go on during the day, it shows up for us as that opposition to Mercury in Aries, which, you know, Mercury in Aries is going to be thinking quickly without considering repercussions or the effects of the communications. So we do have that issue. And the Moon in Libra is probably trying very unsuccessfully to dialogue with this or get it to calm down and see reason. But that Tuesday is not an easy day for relating and, again, communicating important matters, perhaps. And this is coming off the lunar eclipse, which was the Libra Moon opposing the Sun in Aries. So now you may get a little view into some of the difficulties, if you have difficulties in communication issues in relationship with a specific person, or if you have them in general yourself. This is a day to look at that. The Moon is void, of course, in Libra, so later in the evening, a little bit earlier in the evening for the West Coast, you get to slow down and let the scales come to rest and enjoy some peace and harmony on your own or with someone else. But Wednesday, the Moon will enter Scorpio at 5:03 a.m., and it has its first aspect is the square to Pluto, ruler of Scorpio, in Aquarius until 8:37 a.m. when that completes. So there's always power struggles and issues of dominance going on here. So this is, again, not a great time particularly to discuss the future and what to do with the shared resources in the future. Not now. Wait. Because we have much better energy coming in for these ideas. And that is after 8:37 a.m. when we start going towards the Moon's trine to Mars in Pisces, 12:18 p.m., a lot of intuitive understanding of each other also at that point in time. And then after 12:18 p.m., we have a good long time with the Moon in Scorpio approaching an aspect, which is a trine, to Saturn in Pisces. And that comes in on Thursday morning, the 28th, at 7:11 a.m. So these are the times when it is approachable, the matters of shared resources, how to feel more stable in that region and area of life, and in looking at the commitments that we have to people, places, and things. During that time, we may be able to see something that helps us understand the mechanisms and the issues involved, and it's in an easy way, and even discuss them with others. So we're up to Thursday already, and this is Venus in Pisces in sextile to Uranus in Taurus at 9:58 a.m. We've been feeling that come in on Wednesday, and this is a time where we may be having a hunch about things in the material world and how we can use them to good effect. But on the moon's side on Thursday, we have a pretty difficult time until later in the evening on the East Coast. Moon in Scorpio opposing Jupiter in Taurus until 1:59 p.m., which is very different values, you know. The Scorpio energy is trying to use things which may involve transformation, and the Taurus energy is trying to just preserve things the way they are. So this is difficult. I wouldn't be involved in negotiations at that point, nor would I get involved in those while the moon in Scorpio is opposing Uranus in Taurus until 9:46 p.m. The control need is strong in the moon in Scorpio, and there is no way to either control Jupiter or Uranus in the fixed Earth. So there's a lot of frustration and maybe some simmering anger. Don't provoke other people that day, because you know the fixed signs have long, long memory. And certain things might be, you know, kind of coming up that shows somebody else was upset or annoyed with you. But after 9:46 p.m. on Thursday, Moon in Scorpio gets a lovely time of loving and relaxing as it trines Venus in Pisces until 11:02 p.m. And we now have the very super psychic and sensitive and creative Moon in Scorpio trine to Neptune in Pisces that comes in on Friday morning, the 29th. That is Good Friday for those, again, with this holiday weekend. And that goes until 11:40 a.m. And this is a day when people might be traveling to go and visit their relatives for the holiday weekend, or, you know, wanting to get out and about to get some of the items that might be being made for the, you know, festive lunches, and if you have company, all the rest of those meals. So if you can get out and do that, you'll have a really incredibly magically easy time of it before noon Eastern time on Friday. There'll be a void, of course, Scorpio moon after that, which will also present no obstacles, but will not maybe have what you're looking for also still available. Moon enters Sagittarius at 3:52 p.m., and you've got a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius until 7:23 p.m. So this is the time frame, Friday and Friday until 7:23 p.m. Eastern Time, where travel towards a destination, receiving company, all of that is under good aspect. After 7:23, we have a period where Moon in Sagittarius will be square Mars in Pisces, and that goes until 2:43 a.m. on Saturday. So that later evening is going to have difficulty with long-distance travel, possibly because of weather, but also because of confusion in movement or direction somehow. There is that. And it's not a good time to get into dialogues about beliefs. No. We have a lovely aspect, though, on Saturday morning. Moon in Sagittarius trine the Sun in Aries until 11:44 a.m., which is the harmony of the lights. So things are going well. It feels good. You feel good inside, and that's reflected outside. There's expansion, there's adventure, there's humor. And so that is a good time also to embark on or arrive at a destination. But we do have the moon going into a square to Saturn in Pisces until 5:29 p.m. Saturday. So that afternoon is a little bit frustrating, let's say. And also, travel, delays, obstacles of several different kinds are possible then. The moon in Sagittarius will take a long time to get to its next aspect. So after 5:30, you'll feel a little bit more free and moving freely. But Easter Sunday has the moon in Sagittarius square Venus in Pisces until 2:06 p.m. So here it isn't as difficult as a square to Mars, but there are very different points of view happening here, or feelings, mainly feeling spaces and values, not really on the same wavelength. And somebody may feel unappreciated, let's say, while the moon is square Venus until 2:06 p.m. And that's, you know, that's the culmination of the going to services and probably lunch. So it's tricky. But after this, moon in Sagittarius trine Mercury in Aries until 6:54 p.m. is the time to recoup and sort of maybe find yourself an adventure or games or something that will liven things up, that the conversations will be easy and flow well. After this, like say 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, Easter Sunday, the moon will be going square Neptune until 8:16 p.m. So it's not a long time, but it is a difficult time to get clarity. We may be over-idealizing something. We may have, again, difficulties with travel and directions and, you know, this Neptune energy. And in Pisces, could be fog or rain or anything like that that could be causing issues. After this, we and the East Coast are in a void, of course, moon in Sagittarius. On the West Coast, when we're going to come into the new Capricorn moon at 9:05 p.m. on Sunday, but on the Eastern time zone, it'll be 12:05 a.m. on Monday, April 1st. And again, that is a day where Mercury is going to retrograde. So Easter Sunday, in the week of slowing down, is the day when Mercury is absolutely standing still. So there could be, even in those conversations, a lot of things that aren't really communicated clearly, or things may be difficult to negotiate just simply because Mercury is not there, you know. Be aware on Easter of, like, where did I put my keys? You know, did I put this back in the refrigerator because I need to? Be very mindful and mindful in the movement, because it's the fire moon and the fire Mercury. Be careful. Don't do things impulsively. And that will be a wise way to spend the slow down and the standstill at the end of the weekend. So just to give you a little heads up, if you have to travel the morning of the 1st, even though it's April Fool's and Mercury is retrograde, you're returning somewhere. So any of the rewards like that will work. And the Capricorn moon will give you good departure times until 1:49 p.m. Eastern. So just to give you that heads up. And when we look at the week of the 1st of April, we are going to be looking at the Mercury retrograde cycle, which we will know where it goes and when it stops and all of that. And then we'll have a planetary shift for Venus as she leaves Pisces and enters Aries. And we will be approaching what is going to be a very well-remembered event, which will be the solar eclipse, the Aries new moon solar eclipse on the 8th of April. Again, one of the eclipses that crosses our country, and the direct shadow is forming. It's a different area, and I'll probably be doing a separate podcast for that one too. So at any rate, my best wishes for your holiday weekend, and if you are traveling, you know, remember to listen to this again or take some notes about good timing. And wishing you all the best, I'll say goodbye for now.